Pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. I am your God, the Holy One of Israel, your deliverer. I give Egypt as your ransom, Nubia and Sheba in exchange for you. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Have no fear, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather them from the west. I will say in the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my daughters and sons from afar, return them from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
Thank you, Lisa. So we're going to sing, if you would pull out your hymnals, number 327. We can remain seated as we sing this. Jesus Loves Me, verses 1 and 2. And I'm going to invite all the kids to come forward today and come sit right here in this front row as we sing this together. Good morning. Jesus loves me.
How are you?
So, does anybody know why we have these two things here today, this pitcher and this little basin? Yes.
For a baptism.
Awesome, right. We're gonna celebrate a baptism. Now, this is a church where we do baptism in two ways. You may not know that, but we're a church that is both United Church of Christ and American Baptist, so sometimes we have parents who bring their children to be baptized when they're infants, when they're babies. And sometimes we have young people who are maybe in junior high who decide they want to be baptized, and they're baptized by dunking them in water. Behind that little curtain right there is a little pool, and they get completely immersed as a form of baptism. So we do that both ways. But either way, what's interesting to me about baptism is the same sign, no matter if you do it when you're older or no matter if you do it when you're younger. And the sign is that we recognize that not only Jesus loves us, but God loves us, that we are the beloved of God, that it's not just your family that loves you, it's God of the universe that loves you. And so when parents bring their kids to be baptized, they're saying, I recognize that it's not just us that love this child, but this child is loved by God. No matter what we do or who we are, this child is loved by God. And when people who are maybe Isaiah's age or a little bit older get baptized in the baptistry, they're saying the same thing. I recognize that I am loved of God. No matter what I do, God is going to be there for me. So can you help me pour this water today? Who wants to help pour this? Okay, you can do it. You're right up here close. Pour some in there. Woo! Can you get it? Oh, that's heavy. It's an old pitcher that Nancy Reeb gave us, a basin from her grandmother. And I'm going to ask you all to help bless this water, okay, with me. Blessing means we put our intention of care into this water, okay? So everybody come around here and put your little fingers in the water. Put it in the water. Let's say a blessing of the water together. Put your dip your fingers in the water. Hopefully nobody has a cold. Dip your fingers in the water. You got it? Okay. Okay, and let's bless this water together. Okay, repeat after me. Oh God, we thank you for Vivianne. Oh God, we thank you for Vivianne. We bless these waters of baptism. May she know someday how loved she is by God. Amen. Thank you. Now you guys can sit up here while we do the baptism if you want. You can watch it. Sit up close. Thanks for helping me bless this water. Can someone help me carry this up? Can you do that? Grab one side of that. Okay. So from the beginning of time, as we mentioned with the kids, parents have brought their children to their local communities of faith to be dedicated and blessed. In the presence of family, friends, and spiritual community, children's names are blessed, and parents and godparents declare their responsibility and commitment to their sons and to their daughters. We pause together for such a purpose today, to bless and to baptize a new little sojourner among us, Vivianne Lang. And so I ask Vivianne to come forward along with her parents, Jonathan and Deborah, her brother Jacob, and her godparents, Matthew and Catherine. And Joanna, can you come forward? And you all can stand right over here. Thanks.
In every birth, blessed is the wonder. In every child, blessed is the hope. In every existence, blessed are the possibilities. In every churn, blessed are the tears. In every life, blessed is the love. In celebration of all that is newborn, hope-filled, and already overwhelmingly cared for, we share in the celebration of baptism for little Vivianne Lang.
Dedications and baptisms are public occasions shared by parents and family and congregation in which we affirm our shared responsibility for the care and nurture of every child among us. It's our task to leave to our children a safe and healthy world, a world that honors the virtues of justice and compassion, a world in which they and all life can flourish and grow. It's our task to share with them our hopes and dreams and to learn from them a zest for and wonder of life, a freedom that we adults can soon forget. We declare our confidence that they are fully loved and accepted by God and that they are already a part of this community of faith. And it's with this intention today that we bless and baptize this child. So first of all, to you parents, I'd like to ask some questions. Do you promise to teach Vivianne to explore with wonder the beauty of the world around her so that her curiosity may grow with her awe for God's creation? Do you promise to teach Vivianne to act with compassion and to be kind and gentle and patient with others? Do you promise to teach Vivianne to discern right from wrong and to act with fairness and forgiveness in the pursuit of justice? And do you promise to nurture this child spiritually, to help her understand the deep meaning and significance of her life, while at the same time allowing her the freedom to learn and grow in her own way?
Now, Jacob, I have a question for you. Can I come to you, or do you want to come to me? Can I come to you? You want to come up front again? It's your choice. Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Jacob? Would you like to talk into the microphone this morning? I have a question for you. Do you, Jacob, promise to love your sister Vivian, to play with her, to have fun with her, and teach her all you can as you grow up together? Can you?
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And I understand that you have a rose to give to her. Do you want to give the rose to her or put it in the vase on the table? Give it to Vivian? Want to go give it to Mama?
Hey, good job.
Thank you, Jacob. Good boy.
And to you sponsors, Matthew and Catherine. The act of choosing godparents is an ancient tradition based on the wisdom that no matter how dedicated parents are, no one can raise a child alone. Both parents and children need the support and friendship of other loving adults. And so Jonathan and Deborah have chosen you, Matthew and Catherine, to be Vivian's godparents. By agreeing to be Vivian's godparents, you're agreeing to a special relationship with her. Do you now commit yourselves to the best of your ability to be friends, mentors, and teachers to this child throughout her life? Will you accept and cherish her for who she is and who she will become? And will you help her to be attentive to the still small voice of God calling from within her?
And now I have a question, excuse me, for all of you, our church family. It is a happy moment when we join the children and parents in the celebration of baptism. Do you, people of the United Church of Granville, receive Vivian into your love and care? Do you join her parents, Deborah and Jonathan, in sharing the responsibility to nurture the character and spirit of this flowering young person? And do you offer the sheltering arms of this fellowship to these parents and to this child? If so, please answer, we do.
We do. Let's have a word of prayer. Water is almost always used in a celebration of baptism. It speaks of the affinity we have to the natural order. It's a sign of purity. It quenches the body's thirst and quite literally sustains our lives. In this rite, it symbolizes the water of life abundant for which humankind has thirsted throughout all ages. So let's join together in prayerfulness to bless these waters of baptism. God, whose love flows like water, swirl around us with your joy, flood us with hope, let us drift together in your peace. Your loving kindness is like water, O God. You surround each of us in an ocean of care and connect us to one another in healing streams, creating one diverse and dynamic family. God, whose love flows like water, you are the clear, cool pond that cleanses and refreshes body, mind, and spirit, making us new. Bless this symbol, we pray, that it may be a sign to all of us, and especially for little Vivian, that you are indeed the very water of life. Amen. What name have you chosen for this child? Vivian Diane Lang. Your name, you like that, don't you? Was chosen with care. In this circle of friends and family, you are at home. May you keep it a good name, and may it be spoken with love throughout all your years. And now, child, I baptize you as a child of God, timeless creator, a budding disciple of Jesus, and joyful playmate of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We touch this blessed water to Vivian's hands.
Touch your hands with this water.
That her hands might always be opened to give and to receive. We touch this blessed water to Vivian's feet. that her feet might walk in paths of truth and joy. We touch this blessed water to Vivian's head, that she might always be aware of God's Spirit moving in her life. Amen. Let us pray together. Spirit of life, as we look into the face of this beautiful child, we remember again that life is a gift. It is a mystery. It is a sacred treasure. We pray in thanksgiving for the new life that has been born into this family and this community. May Vivian's days be full of love, and may she grow up sure and compassionate, kind and strong. We pray for her parents. Give them courage and patience and great joy as they help her to grow. We pray for all the world's children, that they may have safety and peace and love. And we pray for ourselves, too, that we might be worthy of our children's trust. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And now we're just going to walk around a little and introduce you to little Vivian Diane Lang. Hello. Welcome to your family of faith. She did great.
Hello.
She's going to be ready for a nap after this. She's not at all. Welcome to the family.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Vivian, hello.
She's beautiful.
Okay, you all can go back for the children's time if you want. Thank you.
Chapter 3. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them, saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I am is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my own, my beloved. With you I am well pleased.
Would you please pray with me? O gracious and merciful God, I ask that you would bless our time of reflection this morning, as well as the words that I have to offer. And may we listen to your abiding voice in the quiet meditations of our hearts. In Jesus' name, Amen. Good morning. Good morning. What a joy-filled day it is here this morning at United Church of Granville. It is a day to celebrate the gift of Vivian Lang, the gift that she is to all of us who have gathered here this morning. It is a day to celebrate the gift of family, as we see Jonathan and Deborah's extended family and friends and godparents support them, surround them in their commitment to spiritually nurture their own family. It is a day to celebrate the gift of community, as all of us here this morning commit to supporting Vivian, and it's an opportunity to recommit to supporting one another in our journeys of faith. And it is a day to celebrate the gift of baptism that connects us all, one to another, not just here within the United Church of Granville, but to everyone everywhere throughout the wider church as followers of Jesus. Baptism, like communion, brings us all together in a spirit of oneness and unity. Now, among all of us here this morning, I know that there is a range of beliefs and practices, traditions and experiences surrounding baptism. I know that there are those of you who are baptized as infants or young children. And I know that there are those of you who are baptized as adolescents or adults. I know that there are those of you who are discerning if you might like to be baptized at some point. And I know that there are those of you who've made a thoughtful decision not to be baptized. But what we all have in common, what we all share, is this moment, this experience this morning. Here we are, we're all active participants in Vivian's baptism through our presence and through our prayers. On this occasion of Vivian's baptism invites us all to reflect on the meaning of baptism within our own lives and within our life together as a community of faith. What does baptism mean to you? What meaning does baptism hold for our life together as a community of faith? Our two readings this morning are often paired together and come up in our lectionary cycle every 3 years on the Sunday in Epiphany when we remember the baptism of Jesus. I've spent a lot of time with both of these readings as I was preparing for this morning, and two themes emerged for me this time, two baptismal themes. The theme of identity and the theme of belonging. Through baptism, we find identity as children of God. And through baptism, we are reminded that we belong. We belong. We belong to God. And we find belonging in our communities of faith. God gives us one to another through the gift of community. In our passage from Isaiah this morning that Lisa read for us so beautifully, thank you, Lisa. In these words from Isaiah, we read of God's tender and abiding love for us. In the earthy imagery of fire and water that Isaiah uses, God creates us, God names us, God calls us, and God promises never to leave our side. These words of Isaiah assure us of God's abiding love for us throughout all of our lives, especially during times of uncertainty and unknowing, times of change and struggle, times of grief and despair. God promises to meet us where we are, to walk with us along every leg of the journey and through every season of life. These words of Isaiah were a source of strength and support for a number of families and patients and staff members that I met during my chaplaincy internship at Children's Hospital during this past year. These words from Isaiah are meant to hold on to. And if you think about it, these words from Isaiah are countercultural too. We have been socialized to secure our sense of self, our identity, through worldly things. Things such as achievements, job titles, bank accounts, material possessions, affiliations, and relationships. Things that may come and go over time. But this abiding voice of God that we hear in these words this morning calls to us, reminding us that we are enough. We are enough just as we are. And we belong. We belong to God. We are part of God's family. Isaiah's words this morning ground us in our identity in God, an identity that will never fade away. This identity in God also connects us to one another and may sometimes be the only thing we find in common with someone else, especially those who have different political views, different values, different worldviews, different religious beliefs. Through the shared identity in God, we all become children of God. We are all equal. We are all one. Maya Angelou once wrote about the unity that is found in shared identity in one of her poems called The Human Family. These are her words. I note the obvious differences between each sort and type, but we are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike. Baptism, it brings us all together in the spirit of unity and oneness. Our other reading this morning is our text from Luke. This narrative of Jesus' baptism stands out among the other gospel accounts in that it is the only one that makes it clear that Jesus' baptism was not a private event. We are told that John had been baptizing the crowds, and it was in this setting that Jesus chose also to be baptized with the people and among the people. It was a communal event, a shared moment, a shared experience. It was a public act of solidarity with those among whom Jesus lived and ministered. I'm always struck by the earthiness and rawness and even the messiness of this scene there in the Jordan River where Jesus was baptized. First of all, Jesus chose to be baptized by his eccentric cousin, John, the one who lived off the land, the one who clothed himself in camel's hair, the one who ate nothing but locusts and wild honey. Jesus also chose to be baptized not in clear, clean, sanitized water, but in the muddy and murky waters of the Jordan there in the wilderness. In his baptism, and through his Galilean ministry, Jesus comes to the people. He meets them where they are. He walks with them. He shares in their experiences with them. He lives among them. Jesus entered deeply into the human experience, identifying with the people, even in the depths and the messiness of their personal lives, as well as their broader socioeconomic context. Through the promises of baptism, we find an identity and a sense of belonging that shapes us and upholds us even as we wade through the murky and muddy waters together. What meaning does baptism hold for you? And what meaning does baptism hold for our life together as a community of faith? These aren't just rhetorical questions, by the way. I really do want to know what you think. So please let me know after worship or send me an email. I like what Anne Lamott has to say in her response to her own baptismal commitments. As many of you know, Anne Lamott is a best-selling author known for her colorful and textured storytelling of life and faith. This passage I want to share with you comes toward the end of one of her earlier books, Traveling Mercies. She writes, "It's about baptism, for God's sake. It's about full immersion,
about falling into something elemental and wet. Most of what we do in worldly life is geared towards staying dry, looking good, not going under. But in baptism, in lakes and rain and tanks and fonts, you agree to do something that's a little sloppy because at the same time it's also holy and it's absurd. It's about surrender. It's about giving in to all those things we cannot control. It's a willingness to let go of balance and decorum and get drenched. Baptism. It is holy, and it is absurd, isn't it? I mean, it's absurd to think of letting go of our need to understand that which cannot be fully understood, to let go of our need to know with certainty that which remains largely unknown, to let go of our need to prove that which cannot be scientifically proven, to let go of our need to have all the answers to questions that are much, much larger than ourselves, and to let go of our need to find order in that which is anything but neat and tidy. Through baptism, we are challenged with a new vision to move in the direction and the flow of life, in all of its uncertainty and its unknowns, in all of its messiness and murkiness. And we are able to do so by resting in the knowledge and the faith that we are not alone. We are of God. We are of one another. I'd like to close this morning with our oracle from Isaiah again. These words this morning are meant for Vivian. They are meant for all of us. They are words to hold on to. They are words for the journey. Hear these words again. I have created you and formed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you pass through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. You are precious in my sight, and I love you. Amen.